The Technicolors recently took a year off from touring after nearly 7 straight years on the road. Brennan Smiley, the guitarist and lead singer of the Phoenix-based band, said they were feeling burned out and needed downtime to figure out their identity. But now they're heading back on the road for their first headlining tour. Brennan joined us during the lunch rush at Crescent Ballroom for a Tiny Desert concert, and I started by asking him what it's like to go from a band that does a lot of openings for other bands and to get to a place where people are definitely there to see you. How does that affect the music?
We realized that we had just been opening for people for so long that we had lost a sense of identity in that, in the actual live setting, which is really hard to do for us because we have such strong opinions about like who we want to be and what we want to do. And it's just, you get used to opening the night and you're just opening for somebody else's party, which is fun and it can be great and it has been great. But like our identities were just getting like worn down. That was the first thing that we said when we took our break last year, is that when we tour again, it's going to be our own tour. We're going to start doing things on our own terms, just because we needed to reclaim ourselves. So to answer your question, yeah, it does actually affect the way that we hold ourselves, even in what we're doing. So right now we're rehearsing for this tour, and the way that we're building out our sets, it has a completely different mindset attached to it, just because it's our night. It's also a pressure that we haven't had to take on in a tour. We've done headlining shows, but as a tour, there's a responsibility there, I think, that we haven't taken on yet.
Let me come back to identity for a second then. So what does an identity, if it's consistent, what does that do for the band, or can it be limiting also?
Yeah, it depends. I think our group of guys, we all love so many different kinds of music, and I think identity is vulnerability in your creation, and I think that's where I've learned that it comes from. So not being ashamed of masking the things that we like or the different places that we come from. Being from Arizona seems to be this place, as I've grown, feels like there are so many people that have come from so many different places, big transplant state. And so with that, you get a lot of different tastes in art, culture, whatever. And it feels like our band represents that. It's taken a little bit to realize it and also kind of embrace it, you know, because I think most creative people, when you start to try to do something, you copy your idols at the beginning. Then you start to chip away at the parts that aren't you, and really you're just left with you failing to sound like your idols, and that's what becomes you.
But see, to me that sounds like advancement as an artist, but also as a human being, which it takes some of us a long time to get there.
Yes, definitely. You know, we had to take a year off of touring last year just to focus on life things and let music, like, I don't know, breathe out of us naturally without a deadline of there being, it's this record, and then the promo for the record's going to happen at this time and all those things, which, again, are very important. And, you know, I see the purpose for them, but sometimes you have to step away and create like you did as a child, where you don't know what a deadline is, you know. And so we had to get back to that for a little bit, but now we're feeling good, so.
Brennan, you're going to play a song for us. What's it going to be?
This one is called Fall Off the Moon.
Keep me alone, keep my thoughts to the flame. Lit by the afternoon, wrap my attention in your dress. What a shame, love. I was afraid, so afraid, just to let go. I was afraid, so afraid, to fall off the moon. To fall off the moon with you. Thank you. my mind full of sound. I need permission to keep my head in the clouds. With nothing to lose, I'm just here for the show. Cause I was afraid, so afraid, just to let go. I was afraid, so afraid, to fall off. Don't even know my desire. Yeah, I just wanna see you tonight and know that you know that I was afraid, so afraid just to let go. I was afraid, so afraid just to let go. I was afraid, so afraid just to let go. I was afraid, so afraid to fall off the
So you've had some album work, obviously, but lately you've had the... Tell us about the Technitracks concept and the singles.
I mean, that essentially just came from us wanting to take a break from touring last year. And we had these songs that we had started demos for out here in Arizona right before our final chunk of touring, which was at the beginning of last year. In between two tours, we came and started recording them with our friend in Los Angeles, who's just a close friend of ours that we had wanted to work with. And we thought maybe it would be a short record or an EP or something like that, but we didn't have any concept around it. We weren't really compelled to put the music out in that kind of way. So what ended up happening was we did the last tour, took a month off from everything, all of us. I went to Florida. We came back and decided to chip away at these songs, and towards the end of the year we realized, like, oh, this has been really nice to just work on individual tracks separate from it having to fit into a record or this big idea. The song could be the big idea, each individual song, and that was how we had approached it. It was also a more creative endeavor for us. We had kind of no rules to where we could... Single is sort of ironic because singles are supposed to be poppy and like catchy, and these were some of our weirder songs that we've ever done. But that was what was fun about it, is we got to release them and still are releasing them as these kind of like more creative endeavors. Like, how much action can we pack into one song? But we are excited to get back to making records.
Brendan, good talking with you. Now you're going to take us out on a song. What's that going to be?
I'm going to do Turn Into Blue.
But I want to know that you know my heart ain't growing cold. So call me on your way back home. I'm listening this time, but I don't know where to draw the line. And I come down, 'cause we're always turning. can feel it, but I can't remember loving you.
That is Brennan Smiley, guitarist and lead singer for the band The Technicolors, who joined us at Crescent Ballroom. You can see a video of his performance on our website, theshow.kjzz.org/tinydesertconcerts. And if you're in a band or know of one, send us a note, theshow@kjzz.org.